Interpol Secretary General Robert Noble praised China's security preparations for the Olympics when he opened the police organization's Asian meeting in Hong Kong Monday.
We have been working very closely with China in this regard for years now, and especially this year. I've made one personal visit to China for purposes of seeing the progress being made, and as I said, the progress is significant and the preparations are of the highest possible standard.
However, he urged China to remain prudent, saying any international event can be a potential terrorist target. One of the main themes of this year's Interpol Asia Conference is the tracing and apprehending of child sex offenders in the region. He says many perpetrators are from outside Asia and often travel from one country to another, making their identification and arrest difficult.
What do we do as an international police organization when we know someone has engaged in this kind of sexual activity against the child victims, and we know he's moving from one country to another country because we don't have an arrest warrant? How can we limit his travel? Is there a way for the country of his nationality to suspend his passport and only allow him to return home? So it's very complicated, and these are the kinds of issues we want to discuss during this conference.
Other topics of the meeting include combating transnational intellectual property crime as well as so-called cybercrime. This includes international internet fraud schemes, as well as what Noble calls cyber terrorism, sabotaging computer systems of governments or businesses. Noble says there are many examples of the successful cooperation between Interpol and police in Asia. Last year, for example, Operation Soga against illegal soccer betting led to the arrest of more than 400 people in countries such as Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore and Vietnam. Claudia Blume for VOA News, Hong Kong.